Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back! Yes, for another weekend. As I have posted, I'm happy to be speaking to all of you. Let's go through the routine. My show was not designed to irritate anyone, make them angry or flustered. If you're angry or flustered, please just don't listen to it, because Queen D will not look at or listen to anything that irritates her. Okay, I would like to thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. I thank you so much for your support. Thank you, Snoopers. You do make the world go round. It's one Snooper that I want to hear something today. But before we get to that, let's go into real talk. You know, family situations can be hell. I'm just going to say it. There's some things that I was told to mention today. There is families that are dysfunctional, and it's more than one. So those of you that think your family is the only one that's dysfunctional, then please stop thinking that. There's many more, okay? Let's give an example of dysfunctional. Say a woman has grandchildren coming out of a bad situation, and that, you know, the grandparent is a money-grubbing child. Well, things turn out, they're trying to destroy their children, trying to take things from their children, using their family, stealing from their family. This causes a family war, a family circus. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, it does. And that's why so many people come to me. Look, people, don't try to pull the wool over somebody's eyes, not only for family, but for somebody else, because it always surfaces. It always comes to the light. What's done in the dark comes to the light every single time. And you may just get messed up behind what you do, your actions. Instead of acting like humans, you go out there and you try to pull the wool over people's eyes. And there are many types of magic that can be used for it. So even workers go through something with family because of jealousy. Well, workers, I want to tell you to work on, because they're going to still be doing the same thing 20 years from now, and you're going to be going on with your life. See, that's what's wrong with people. They dwell in darkness, and they're going to keep dwelling in darkness while other people go on with their life. They're in light. They have God. Okay. Now, I can tell you one conjuration. If you would like to keep your family away from your house, and it's a bad family member that everybody talks about, get a fresh brown chicken egg. Write the name on it 9 times in black. X every name on there, not just one name X. No, put a big X on it. Go to the east of your house and throw it to the west over the roof, and it will keep them away from you so that they're not dropping their evil fleas off on you. Yes, I gave the conjure tip. Now, when you throw the egg, curse it. Curse it like you're cursing them out and tell them to stay the hell away from your home. Thank you. Now, that needs to get out. Yes, that is a full conjure tip, and it won't hurt you either. Now, in so many months, repeat it. It works, but repeat it again. Okay. Now, mothers, if you haven't really been a mother to your child, and your child happens to confide in somebody and they get close and they start calling them mama, don't get upset because you were not there. You know, I've seen two cases where the mother was jealous of the child. That's why things were so hard on that young man and that young woman. But it's straightened out now. Okay. Let's slide. Let's talk about, you know, getting rid of those nagging neighbors. Well, you heard of the eucalyptus and the oregano and the fennel seed thing. But don't you dare add gopher dust or graveyard dirt to it. It's a thorn in somebody else's yard. No. No, that's not the way it works. And I don't like the way that conjure tip was given out. It was given out incorrectly. It will backfire on you if you put graveyard dirt in it. But there are some people out there that are going to do it. Remember the commercial. Give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything. All right. Picking and prodding. If you're a picker, you need to stop. Because that laughter you're doing, it will soon turn to tears. Let's slide to the bride and groom. Okay, there are many that are getting married, supposed to be doing this spring. God bless you, but I see that some of them is not going to work out. No, because things happen too quickly. When you make that promise before God and your witnesses, you know, make sure that's the step you want to take. Don't get into that marriage many years down the line and start messing up, regardless of what it may be. Or get into it and a month later you're messing up. Now, I've heard of some messing up on the same night. Now, speaking of marriage, wedding, spikenard oil is good for fidelity. But I'm going to leave that to your work to tell you about. Rue is good for that. And a base ritual before doing that. That's why I said I will leave it to your worker to do that. Okay, I always said clients' woes, workers' woes. Let's go into clients' woes. What's going on out here? Clients' woes. You start your work and you don't keep it going and you lie, lie, and lie. And then the earth is where the sky is falling down on you and the earth is crumbling beneath your feet. Do not blame anyone but yourself. Nothing in this world is free. Not even the air you put in your tires is free now. Water isn't even free. And for the ones that think that they're so much better than everybody else, you shit between two shoes just like everybody else, so set it down. Okay, to our men out here, please think about how you started your relationship and keep it going that way. That's all I'm going to say on that, and same to the women. Well, that is a mouthful. Okay, the heat is on and the rage is on. People I know that there's some people that's on drugs, alcohol, you name it, they're doing it. But when you go to somebody else's home and they got a neighbor that you don't like, don't start a confusion. Your guest, y'all. Well, not your guest, but the person you went to visit. I'm so sorry I got that mixed up because it's making me enraged. Okay, don't do that because that's ugly. God don't like ugly. It might backfire on you. You don't know who you yapping at. And I know of one situation, you have lost two important people in your life. Don't lose yourself. You know, to the people that's sitting back on their high horse, laughing and picking and talking, it has all come down on you. I defend my client to the end. And I don't want anyone to forget that. Oh, to the lady that thought that she was doing a smart thing because she knew somebody that worked in a governmental office. You know, you thought that you was destroying that family. See, your thing was jealousy because you let someone, I'm not going to say how it was, but you let someone beat you out with your man. Your man was cheating and cheating and cheating, but you decided to go on the low road. Okay, I want to say to you today, victory is with that family you tried to destroy. And you can call me after this show if you want to. You know who you are. You know who you are. You're bragging. You're putting pictures up. You're opening your mouth. Don't open your mouth so words can get back to somebody because your words can kill you. Yes, I said it. Your words can kill you. See, when you dig that ditch, you need to dig a little bit deeper because you're going to fall in it. All of those crazy neighbors that's on drugs, sitting there picking at everybody else, watching people. I bring this up every time because it's still going on. Watching people, even watching the city's water department go by the house, hoping that they get cut off. You're ordering stuff from these companies, and guess what? It backfires in your face. Well, I'm sure that you feel very good today. And you people that work in the government office, because I know that some of you dwell in this and you're scared to death. See, this is why you're interested in voodoo, witchcraft, and all of the above, because you're afraid that someone is going to get you. Stop taking on reports. If it's a kind of job like that, stop taking on stupid reports because you don't know who you're coming up against. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You're going to open your mouth, let the flies go in, I don't care. Now, I was talking last week about candles. Candles that have to burn a while. You can't touch them or anything. But before that, yes, they do have to be anointed, prayed over, incantations, whatever it takes. It depends on your situation. And I want to mention this. When you are going to a worker or talking to a worker, no two cases are the same. And if you are given anything, no two people are given the same thing. Everything is done different. That's just like no two fingerprints are the same. Two different people, two different fingerprints. So I'm sure that you understand that. All righty. Oh, how time flies here. Okay, let's talk about our water. Water is so, so earthly. Water is used in conjuration. Water is used in magic, rituals. Yes, you know you can get rid of enemies in the water. You can draw things to you with water. River water, lake water. Think about it. Almost everything can be drawn to you with water. And you definitely can get an enemy with water. I won't say how, because that is very tricky. You can hurt yourself going out there. Yes, you can. Okay, work of woes again. I'm going to come back to another conjure tip, but work of woes again. One, you have been talking to a worker for a long time, and you got problems coming up in your life, and you have been forewarned of many things that's going to happen, and they're happening back to back. You better get your butt back to the worker, because the end is coming. We may have helped you to try to get your finances straight in the past and you messed it up. But for them to stick with you, you are very lucky. Because many will not do that. And I'm telling you that many will not do that. Now you're at the end of your rope and you're going to lose something very special to you. You better get there. And hope and pray that the worker helps you. See, when you come into this, this is all for you. It is not for us, for you. It's for your happiness, your safety. It's for whatever you're wanting. But people lose their minds. Once they get involved with us, they feel that they own us. We should answer the phone and the door whenever you come up. It doesn't work that way. And when you waste our time and set an appointment and you have an excuse, then it pisses us off. And some of you have gone back to square one. That's right. Do you know that this can affect your children too? Your family? So the majority of you need to think. See, people are not thinking these days. Don't want to think, I guess. Oh, and to the ones that tried to get their neighbor out of their house and they turned around and they had to move. You're traveling back looking at the house. Nobody moved in there. But you did this to yourself. You did it to yourself. So there's no need to travel back and there's no need to try nothing. Mm-mm. You pushed yourself out. Probably don't look that good these days. I want to talk about trees, the woods. You know, some of the things that we work with is, you know, from trees. And certain trees. But if you're trying to go this on your own, please do not get the spirits upset with you. I'm going to collect from a tree. Okay, you need to actually leave an offering there. And I'm not going to say what. You need to ask a worker. You can ask me if you want to, but you're going to have a case. Because, like I said, nothing is free. I don't like freeloaders. There's freeloading going on there. Family living with family and ain't doing nothing. Family living with family and creating evil in the house. They're nice enough to let you stay. So stop it and stop lashing out at everybody. Because the world is not the reason that you're in the situation you're in. It's the dirty evil things that you have done to people. You may have done it to your children, your ex-husband, a pure stranger that was trying to help you. You have done it. That's what I say. I come this way, this weekend, because I have had some cases and people have mentioned to me the things that they were going through. I want to be fair to everybody. I have feelings for everybody. I pick up on the majority of their feelings, their hurt feelings, their emotions. So think about what you've done. Let's not waste any more time with that. All right, mirrors. Oh, mirrors is used to do a lot of conjure in love cases, and uncrossing cases, sending back tricks. Tricks work for evil. Bad work, yes. But wait a minute. I want to bring up child molesters. Some people don't think that child molesters could be 18 to 25. Yes, they can. They really can. I want to say this again this weekend. Keep a close eye on your children. When young ladies get to be 14 and 15 years old, you know, it could be the closest person. A person that actually come out, older child, teenager, that actually come out and played with your child. It's spoken out. What if the situation turned and he has out that prostitute? What if the situation turned and he has out their own drugs? What about that? And then when this child come to hers or his senses, and wants it to stop, then they lash out. There's always going to be a scar on the parent's heart because of so many things that can happen. I am very overwhelmed this week, this day right here. I'm very overwhelmed at what's going on. No. Some people think that workers deal with one thing. You have to know every single thing, and you can never stop learning when you are in this practice. As I said before, you can't learn it from a CD. You can't learn it out of a book. That wisdom has to be there. That gift has to be there. And some of us, I'm not going to say myself, myself, some of us, as we progress, you know, the experience that we have, we develop new gifts. They was always there, but God has a certain time for us to use them. And some of us, as workers, have greeted family members that want us to bring them money, want us to help them with the house, protect them. Oh, just greedy. And we can't do that, no, because you already know that person is evil anyway. Well, people, this is just something, you know, I just look at and shake my head. To my workers out there, please listen to me well. Everything that I have said on this day is very true. Check yourself out. As for the clients, I hope that you have listened to. Now, the use of Mergum. I want to say this. Ms. Wright, when you use Mergum, use it with something else. I mean, the scent is intoxifying. So is frankincense. It should be used together if you're burning it. That's all I'm going to say on that. Because I don't want to put your business out there. And that's another thing. Keep your mouth shut. If you're somebody that talk all the time, keep your mouth shut. See, that's why some people's cases go bad. Because they go to the worker's place and have a van full of people, just like they're on a road trip, ready to get service. And the original one don't understand. That's the enemy. Oh, you have some clients that think that they are slick, and they're going there to see what can they find out. You know, like, oh, have you ever worked against me? Oh, do you know this person? Do you know that person? Uh-huh. We already know about you. And later on, they're so paranoid. You know, I know one that he's a Marine, and he is so paranoid that it is ridiculous. Oh, yes, working me from a distance. Those are the people you need to turn a loose work on. Or do what you need to do with them, because they're not going to stop aggravating after all the freaking help that you have given them. It's ridiculous. Yes, I got my point across today. And I'm going to keep on getting my points across. I hope that the snoopers sleep well, because I have given you what you want to hear. And as for the groups, I'm not going to bring that up, but don't be sucked in by the false groups that you see in the books, the magazines, online. Please don't. They mean you no good. Looking for your knowledge. And what goes on in your household stays in your household. There's a shut up ritual that you can do. It's very simple. All I'm going to say is slippery elm at the bottom of the feet, burnt, that shuts people up from talking so hard. But that's something that doesn't last. It doesn't last the way it's supposed to last. So that's why I advise people, yes, go to a worker and get your work started. Nobody wants to sit here on this earth or this summer miserable. You're always going to be in misery as long as you sit there and expect things to come to you. We're not going to come and jump in your lap. For some of you perverts out there, I guess that's good. But no, we're not going to do that either. So, yes, I'm drinking water. Lemon water. I'm sorry about the lie about that. Lemon water. Not liqueur. Not malt liquor. No, not the slit smoke liquor bowl, no. Okay. This Sunday was a learning experience, and I hope it's a learning experience for you, to help you and to warn you. I enjoy speaking to you. Whether it's good or bad, you should appreciate it. Because I'm always going to come straight. I'm always going to come correct with you. I will not keep my mouth shut. And I guess that's what tees people off a little. But to all of you, I hope that you take this with you through the week. I hope you enjoy this weekend. And to my beautiful family, I love you. Till next Sunday. Goodbye.